Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Y'all don't know about this. Why are we taking it to the streets? Huh?
Because the streets are talking. The Twitter streets are talking.
Oh.
The Twitter streets are talking.
Yeah, I think you could probably find a more recent song.
You. Ira Windeman's going to join us in the 9 o'clock hour. We'll get thoughts on the game from Ira.
This, I grew up on this music.
This is good stuff.
There we go.
By the way,
taking it to the tweets,
bro.
That's what you call it.
Where's my congratulations?
What happened
with my catch yesterday, bro?
Oh,
with my catch.
First of all, wait. You sent a picture. My wife goes, that's just nasty, right? And I go, so I said a response. I'm like, you know, I'll give you credit if you don't catch one that's taking a nap, right?
No, his eyes were wide open.
No, they were frozen.
Nah.
He couldn't move.
He had his claws out.
He was like in a catatonic state.
Nope.
Right? And all you can see is his eyes going.
Well, that's because I had the death grip on him.
You were choking that fella a little. So when you put him down, did he run away? Or he just lay
Of course. I mean, I had to catch him with my bare hands. I mean, he was running when I got there.
No, he wasn't. He was on the ground like this.
Nope. Nope. I had some guy who was so mad at me on Twitter because I put up the video. He goes, they're in a catatonic state of hibernation, bro. I'm like, hey, man, they're invasive. Guess what's not in the catatonic state? Our ecosystem. Go to hell. I don't know if you know that. Hey, sir, I don't know if you know this. That animal, they have a shoot on sight on them. They have the Mandalorian on them from the state of Florida. You see an iguana, you basically got the right to kill it. Like, just take it out. Not cruelly. Like, you can't sharpen guard it like those two jackasses in the park. But, like, they're not supposed to be here. They're not supposed to be there. They're overrunning. When you have a warning from the news stations that reptiles can fall from the trees, watch your head. I think it's all right if we move a couple. Let's just, hey, call me crazy, sir.
Sorry, iguana. This is the way.
Sorry. I'm sure your monthly check to PETA cleared, which, by the way, I block PETA on Twitter, so they can't see my antics, so I don't worry about it.
Who would have never thought? You ready?
Nah.
Did not know Leroy was a Doobie Brothers fan. Would have lost that bet. Thought Leroy would like the Isleys over the Doobies. You can like both, dude.
Bro, what do you say the texture says?
Chicago. You don't remember Chicago?
25 or 6-4, yeah.
Mostly because that entire movie with Larry David had all Chicago.
That's right. Clear history.
A catch is a catch, though.
That's right.
Get out of here.
Bro, catch is a catch. Catch is a catch. I've now do I have a 2-year streak or did I take a year off?
You took a year off. Remember at the picnic? That year don't count.
Doesn't. Okay.
You were over.
So 2 out of the last 3 years, I got an iguana to my name.
Yeah, and it's always around the same time.
I don't know what to tell you.
It's always.
It was more of a catch than Des Bryant.
I'm telling you. It's catch the catch. Don't be mad at me.
All right. But, I mean, I just, like, he didn't look like he had much of a chance because he was just like. He looked like he had some size to him, too.
He was girthy.
Girthy?
He was girthy. I was hoping to get an orange one. I didn't see any, though.
Whoa. You messing with the old
I tell you what messed with me, though. I'm walking around my yard. I'm, like, kind of scoping around the trees to see, all right, what's doing with these boys out? And then I look in the water. I was like, oh, alligator.
Whoa!
Like, oh, hey,
he looking for iguanas too.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, and like, and he did not look frozen. He did
a
look
big
like
one.
No, he was a baby. But the thing that made me nervous is, I think there's Big Mama around somewhere because I remember when the last alligator was that size, and I don't think he hasn't grown over the last 3 years. So I don't know. Just keep it in mind. Let's get the headlines.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a Radio.com sports station.
So the streets are talking.
Streets are talking. Yeah. Leroy, streets is talking.
All right.
Apparently that in the streets that Ed Reed is being talked about as being the next chief of staff for the Miami Hurricanes, basically taking Alonzo Highsmith's
job. Right, the Alonzo Highsmith gig. This is like, hold on.
You know what they're buying? Here's what they're buying. They're trying to buy credibility. That's right.
And
right?
Guess
you
what?
Can't make up a job.
And guess
you,
what?
You don't think at some point, hear me out. You don't think at some point this is going to be a problem with who has power to do what? Because guess what? Here's the other thing you need to understand. When there's a problem, when there's an issue, they're not going to go to Manny. They're going to go to see what Ed Reed thinks. And that's where the problem's going to come in. Like, I don't get it. If you're going to let Manny do his job, let him do his job. But otherwise, all you're doing is trying to buy credibility.
Look, I don't know if it's true or not. I don't know. Because I don't know these people reporting it.
All right. Go ahead. Y'all go ahead.
Let me just say.
Oh, Ed Reed's great. He's great.
Let
awesome.
Me just, let
great.
Me just say. Mm. There is not flimsier reporting than any other team in town than the Miami Hurricanes.
Who has a chief of staff in college?
None.
Like, desperate times.
Basically, if it doesn't come from one of the beat writers, I don't believe it.
If it doesn't come from Barry Jackson,
if it doesn't come
from
Manny Navarro, Susan Miller, or Barry Jackson, or
Chrissy
Tim
Chinitos.
Reynolds.
Yeah, Chris. Yeah.
I'm very skeptical because a lot of this is message board stuff and paywalls and podcast. I'm very skeptical. Now there were googly eyes being floated around last night from former players, Amon Richards and such, so I don't know. You know, CanesBro999 on Twitter, he may know. Just because I don't know you doesn't mean you don't know. I'm just telling you, in the past, no team in town has flimsier reporting on the Twitter streets than the Canes.
Remember when John Gruden was going to be the next head coach?
Yes. Yes, I do. 595. 595, and you get more details. But yeah, that's out there on the Twitter. Now, let me tell you something right now. If, and a huge if, because I don't know if this is true or not, if Ed Reed is hired as chief of staff, we back. We back.
But it definitely impacts our game today. When we play That's a Win, That's a Loss.
Yeah. We're playing That's a Win, That's a Loss today.
I'm not playing it.
We might have to do two versions, honestly, Robbie, because I might need an Ed Reed version.
All right.
And a non-Ed Reed version.
Wait, do you understand what's going on here? I don't think you guys understand.
I understand what's going on, because here's what's going on.
Go ahead.
Okay. One, Ed Reed's coming back. All right? U is fixed. Second of all, if Manny Diaz doesn't fix the U, Ed Reed next head coach.
Wait, here we go again. Leroy complaining by UM Dunes. Man, what is wrong with you guys?
What?
You know, you get what you deserve.
Oh, come
all on. All of you Canes, do you understand, right? Whose job is he going to take?
Whose? What do you mean?
Whose responsibility is he going to take?
He's got all the responsibilities.
Blake James?
He's chief of staff.
And so he decides who the coaches are.
This is what's going to happen.
No! Tell me what his job description is going to be.
Okay.
Because if I'm a head coach,
he's gonna look
that's
around.
A no-brainer.
First of all, if anybody's partying, he's going to slap you upside the head.
That's not a chief of staff.
Oh, it's a chief of staff. So if he hears any techno music, he's turning that right off. You remember the story of Ed Reed telling everybody to clean up the locker room? Imagine you trying to play this in front of Ed Reed. He'd slap you upside the head. All right, so that's one. He's slapper upside the head in chief. Second of all, he's going to go like this. He's going to look around the room. He's going to look around the room. He goes, I'm hurt, dog! Joaquin said dominate! And Derek, you ain't doing it!
And you know them kids
going to harm this bleep, man!
You know what them kids going to say in that locker room?
Damn.
Who's Joaquin?
No, Joaquin's going to be there. Joaquin, what? Who's under the chief of staff? Is that a vice chief of staff? That's Joaquin's job. Joaquin's got to be there.
Man, I guess y'all don't understand how egos work.
Well, no. I'm telling you.
I'm telling you, y'all don't understand egos.
No.
I'm telling you what. If I'm a head coach,
right.
And you're giving me an opportunity to fix it, you don't go and then hire somebody.
Nah, but here's the difference. You're not hiring an old head like Alonzo Highsmith. You're hiring an OG in Ed Reed, but he's a little bit more in age range. You may not feel like you're looking over your shoulder that much.
Okay.
Now you better be watching out because Ed Reed, he's wise as hell, and he'll take that job right from you.
All these things you're saying are true.
Yeah.
Like I 100% believe that the U could use somebody like Ed Reed in their organization as far as how you carry yourself, what you do both on and off the field. But you're telling me that when the media comes in, right, when they come in and they have questions about what's going on with the U, guess where they're going? They ain't going to Manny. Going to Ed Reed.
As they should.
Oh, okay. And you think that ain't going to piss Manny off?
I'll tell you one thing.
You think that's not going to piss Manny off?
Let me tell you something.
He has no say.
Let me tell you something.
Okay.
Manny Diaz, if Manny Diaz didn't have to speak into a microphone, he'd be much better off.
That's what offensive coordinator and defense coordinator do.
He'd be much better off.
They don't have to talk to a mic.
Right.
Head coach got to talk to the mic. That's part of the job.
Not anymore. Ed Reed talks to the
mic. So Ed Reed is going... He's going to be like the...
Mouthpiece.
No, what do they call that? The president.
Press secretary.
Yeah. That's what he is?
Except he's the president. It's more like when Donald Trump comes to you live from the Oval Office.
I'm telling you, dude.
What? Okay, but hear me out. There's no shot Alonzo Highsmith could have been head coach, right? That's not his gig.
Dude,
Ed Reed has wanted to be head coach.
You don't want a clarification of what his... job description is going to be.
I don't need clarification.
Because I'm telling you right now, that between Blake James and Manny, they're going to make sure, hey, you don't do this. This is our job. You do what's left.
Leroy.
There's nothing left.
Leroy, you know my dream scenario, okay? You know my dream scenario.
No.
By the way.
Don't do it.
Eric Spoelstra, scenario guy, not a scenario guy. Breaking news last night. He used scenario multiple times. Anyway.
But you're a redneck. You don't use scenario.
Scenario.
It doesn't even fit with how you use the English language.
This is my dream scenario, okay?
Enjoy.
I want Ed Reed running the Canes, possibly head coach. I want Dan Marino running the Dolphins, all right, president, king of the Dolphins. And I want Dwayne Wade running the Heat after Pat Riley decides to retire whenever he damn well pleases. You know, Dwayne Wade, right now, president, then actual president.
Can I ask you?
And then, of course, I want Luongo running the Panthers.
Can I ask you one question? If this is all even close to being accurate.
Sure.
Right? Which I have questions. I have a lot of
Kevin Millar running the Marlins?
Favorite user. He was. I did love Kevin Millar. No, if it was the Marlins, damn, who would run
Conine.
The Marlins?
No.
The bricks, Conine. Conine? Doesn't even like being called Mr. Marlin.
All right.
Mike Lowell.
Oh, well, there you go.
Mike Lowell.
Right. I mean, that's the same as Conine. Right? Like, you went to the same well.
Nah.
Right. So, I have one question about all this.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yep.
Take off your peacock pirate hat. Real talk. Real talk, Robbie.
Real talk.
Don't go negative in the extreme.
Yep. Just a couple guys talking here. Just a few gentlemen with some words.
How does this help Miami? Mm. Win football games.
Good question.
We don't know that it doesn't help win football games.
Exactly.
Somebody say, Leroy, the Kane vibe killer. No, go ahead in your little dream imaginary world.
Well,
alternative is 6-7 losing to FIU, so I'm up for anything.
Let me ask you something. Would you rather have the voice of Ed Reed around or not around? Because there's no downside. It's a made-up position. It's not like I'm firing anybody. I'm bringing on somebody.
Again. The one thing you have to be careful of in these situations is having toes stepped on, right? If you're going to have somebody come in and kind of have a say over what Manny does, then you didn't want Manny.
Well, listen, he's just got some making up to do. And I feel like he could use some guidance along the way. Just some help.
So Ed Reed is going to help guide Manny on how to coach?
Yes.
I mean, he could use it.
You know, that's Manny's profession, right?
Who knows defense better?
Manny.
What? How dare you?
Who played defense better? Ed Reed. Probably one of the most dominant safeties ever played a game.
Yeah.
Who coaches football better? I'm going to go with the coach.
Well, that's not fair. I mean, he has
That's what you're asking. No.
Who knows defense better?
It doesn't matter how much you know. The problem we have with Manny now is he could be an excellent coach, but he's not a good leader of men.
Scrunch in your shoulders. I'm about to box you in. You don't think LeBron James knows more about basketball than David Blatt?
No. Hold on.
Sorry, man. Had to do it.
You can know more about basketball.
Right.
It doesn't mean you can coach it.
I didn't ask that.
He's a professional coach.
I asked who knows more about defense. I didn't ask who could coach defense better.
You think Ed Reed knows more about defense than...
Of course.
Okay.
Of course. Did he lose to FIU?
You get what you deserve. Like, I'm not going...
You're telling me is I deserve...
You understand.
Are you telling me I deserve
that
Reed?
You wanted to fire Manny.
Oh, I still do.
Right?
Hold on.
I said, give the man an opportunity to... You did.
Hold on.
You did. No, you said... When you say, I'm fine with it either way, or that's a fireable offense, that means you want to fire. Stop doing your verbal jiu-jitsu.
No, you're wrong.
Almost cussed.
You're wrong. It's not the same.
Just know Robbie, right now. Right now, I got a cuss word loaded.
Hold on. Robbie has a short list. He wants Manny fired.
I do. Full admission.
I'm willing to hear it out because you lose to FIU. That's a fireable loss. It is. Even in year one. I don't care if it's week one of your year one. You lose to FIU. That's a fireable offense.
LSU lost to Troy a couple of years ago.
Oh, no.
Trust me. I know. You want to know how I find out? From a boy. And let me tell you something. Never would happen if Ed Reed had the mic. Never.
Come on, man.
Would never happen.
He's a Louisiana guy.
Oh.
I like it.
2 years ago, Troy went to Baton Rouge and beat LSU, who right now is the number one team in the country. So things can change.
Telling you. And you know how they change? You get Ed Reed.
I'm just telling you. Soon as... all those guys have that press conference over the first questionable decision. They're not going to go to Manny. They're going to go to Ed Reed.
Which they should.
No. If you're going to let a guy do his job, let him do his job.
Just guiding along, taking some responsibility off. No one likes some offenses. You know, sometimes a guy gets hired, he's going to call plays. They say, hey, you know what? Maybe focus on coaching the team, you know, both sides. And they're like, all right, let the reins go a little bit. As far as this is like that, except the mouthpiece of Miami is now Ed Reed instead of a bozo.
You don't think that's going to be a problem?
I don't care if it's a problem. It needs to be done.
You need to care.
I can't have more seasons
You need
of this,
to
Leroy.
Care.
Leroy, I can't
it
have
It has
more...
to do with how
Leroy,
things end up.
I can't have another season of a guy telling me he's four plays away from 7-0. I can't have it. All right? I can't have a guy going, if this would have happened and this would have happened, undefeated, but never lost.
Four plays away from being 7-0 and ranked, who knows where we're ranked. Same kid, same everything.
Can't have it. Can't have it. Back after this.
Don't keep my hands on myself.
Coming up at the top of next hour, we'll give you a chance to win $1,000 with the Super Ticket $1,000 giveaway.
Ready? I'm glad people are understanding your true chicanery. Listening to Tobin's Dream Miami Team Leadership Scenarios sounds like the responses I would get if I talked sports with my wife's elementary class. You sound ridiculous.
Why?
What? Because you understand egos in sports. Right?
Yep.
Just the overall.
Some people don't deserve egos, though. Some people need to be humble. No.
Whether I've been seeing that for 2 years with Manny.
Well, 1 year.
1 year. I've been talking about turnover chain for 2 years.
Yeah, but you're flimsy on the turnover chain. Like,
no, I'm not. No. I'm not flimsy on it.
You're flimsy on
I'm
it.
I'm not flimsy on it. Right? It should be a reward.
Right.
Right? For winning football games. Then you have your little
tricks. It's not the winning chain. It's the turnover chain.
Okay, fine.
That's ridiculous.
Then you go ahead and pull out the turnover chain and be the only team that does a score in all of
literally
bowls.
Everybody else in the country did it after you did it.
Wait.
Literally
and everybody else scored during
literally
bowl season
everybody.
Except you.
Everybody copied it.
Everybody scored except you.
Everybody. But the only one team got attention for it. And they wouldn't have gotten attention for it if they weren't good. I'm not disagreeing with you. But, like, you have a tradition, you have a tradition.
That's not a tradition. I have 2 years.
It is.
It's not.
Traditions start at any time,
no,
Leroy.
No, it's not.
You
know
go
what?
And make a tradition
it used to be,
in a year.
It used to be a tradition that they had their names on the back of their jerseys, too. Then one year, the coach said, you know what? You earned that.
Yeah. And that was stupid. And then they went back to the old tradition.
Okay.
It wasn't the most embarrassing turnover prop. Akron had the turnover pencil all year, and they went 0-12.
What about Florida State? Although,
backpack,
wait,
yeah.
Did you guys see
they got rid of that.
Did you see the photo I was talking about?
Oh, yeah, we saw it.
That's worse than Florida State,
are we
right?
Sure that's not the guy just finding a new career?
Who?
The guy who did the original photo.
Oh, I don't know.
I'm sure that guy got fired.
Oh, I don't know.
Maybe he just went and found a new business. He goes, listen, I got a Martin Luther King Photoshop for you. You're going to love.
Can we vote Leroy out of Miami? You know what? That's fine. Go ahead on in your little dream world. You go ahead on and believe. If you want your team to win, you want as few distractions as possible.
Can I ask
and you
this?
Can't sit here and tell me can that I? If Ed Reed was on the staff, that Manny or anybody else in that building would feel uncomfortable.
Yeah, but he's not on the staff. He's chief of staff. They're his staff.
Which so everybody now you're telling me
six,
you
seven.
Telling me Manny would now answer to Ed Reed?
That's right.
That sounds like athletic director.
Them's the breaks. Don't know what to tell you.
Desperate times.
Don't lose to FIU. Hey, guess what?
Don't get shut out.
Guess what? Don't get shut out in the bowl game.
I give. You know what?
So
y'all go ahead. Yeah, no.
13-13 the last 2 years.
Here, I will say this. I will keep it about football. Y'all keep it about everything else. And see what happens. If you don't improve the football, it don't matter who you have as whatever job description you get. If you don't correct the football and the football doesn't get better, you're going to be in the same spot. So next year, let's bring in Ray Lewis. Let's bring in Michael Irvin.
What? I love it.
Of course you love it because it has nothing to do with the football on the field.
Playmaker's going to be here?
Okay. All right.
Ed Reed can get Ray Lewis can get a little bit wordy. Maybe like once a season.
You don't think?
Ed Reed's speech was pretty long for the Hall of Fame, but at least he made sense.
Okay.
Ray Lewis was like, I don't know what he was talking about. Squirrels? Squirrel dance? Who knows?
Okay.
Can I ask
go
you
ahead.
This? Can I ask you this?
Who's gonna play quarterback?
Let me ask.
Who's gonna protect a quarterback? Is Ed Reed gonna do that?
No.
So all the stuff you doing around the program doesn't do anything to affect the program.
Let me ask you this. Can I ask you this?
Go ahead.
Okay. Hear me out.
Go
Just
ahead.
Hear me out.
Go ahead.
Okay. Because I know you hate this idea. What if Ed Reed is on board with you and he gets rid of the turnover chain?
Doesn't matter. All I care about is the football. Okay. If the football's not that good, what are you rewarding people for? You took out the turnover chain. You were the only school in all of college football to not score.
Well, that was a touchdown ring problem.
I don't care. You know how ridiculous that sounds? Ooh, got the turnover chain out. You never scored in the whole damn game.
But it's not the defense's fault.
Okay, fine.
It's not.
Fine.
It's just a pick six at every
fine.
Time.
Fine. Fine.
Would you be okay?
Go ahead.
Hear me out.
All I care about is the football getting better.
Okay.
If you can't tell me anything that's going to help the players play better, the coaches coach better, and you score more points and win more games, I don't care. It doesn't matter.
Okay, but hear me out.
Hear you out. Go ahead.
All right, if Manny wasn't the coach,
right?
Would you like having Ed Reed around as chief of staff?
If his job description was help selecting a coach,
yeah.
Help doing certain things with the organization, yes.
Okay.
But if you bring him in after you've already decided to keep Manny, you're actually undermining Manny's ability to do his job.
What if he's not? What if he's just an observant and he's kind of just like,
do you understand,
taking it all in. And if,
when Manny loses a game,
right,
they're gonna go right to Ed Reed,
right,
right, and start asking him, and it's gonna Manny's gonna start shrinking. You got to let him do his job. If you hired him, let him do his job.
What if he's bad at it?
Then you shouldn't have kept him.
He really is bad at it.
But what if he is?
You don't know that.
We know that he's bad.
You're telling me right now you think Every could be a better coach than Manny?
Yes.
I'm not saying coach. I'm saying what if he's
bad
at it?
The only thing that matters is coaching.
Hear me out. What if Blake James is a blind eye to this? He likes Manny Diaz. He went and gave Temple $4 million to get Manny Diaz.
Yep.
What if Ed Reed's like, listen, Blake, you, me, let's sit down. He goes, hey, what's up, Ed? Well, you know, listen, man, I don't know what to tell you. The guy can't coach. We got to go in a new direction. He goes, really? He goes, yeah, trust me. I know good coaches. Want to know why? I'm a Hall of Famer. All right? I am the Hurricanes. I may be the greatest Hurricane of all time. Okay?
All right.
Maybe we go in a different direction. Because Blake, he might have blinders on.
Okay. Don't you want that in your coach?
No, no, not the coach.
He doesn't have blinders on.
No, no. I want Blake James. The blinding is blinders from all the distractions. He thinks everyone's just a bunch of haters. But if you have somebody you respect.
What? I wonder where to get that from.
If he has somebody.
It's like as soon as you talk Miami, if you ain't down with it, you a hater.
Well, listen, I don't know what to tell you. You're wearing a Cleveland Browns hat, so you know how we get along with that city.
You're a Jaguars fan. So? What are you talking about?
So what?
Okay, what does that have to do with me wearing a Cleveland hat?
Because, you know, Cleveland, Miami, not a great tie.
You know, the Browns did have a lot of Cades players on their team at one point.
Right.
They traded Duke.
Say, Manny is awesome at the portal. Portal champs. And then, here, we got another Tobin. I love Leroy's idea of bringing in Ray Lewis, a strength and conditioning coach. Really? You think Ray Lewis is going to stop what he's doing to come teach people how to lift weights? Get out of here. What is wrong with you people?
What?
Oh, my goodness.
He is lifting weights.
Thank you, Robbie. You guys just...
Oh, just wait till we play our favorite game.
Let me ask you something. Do you think... I think it's extra...
Hey, can you guys keep up this combo? Sounds like we're about to hear about the bleeping history of football. Hey, you got... No, I'm not doing that today. I'm not doing that because this conversation is so asinine.
Do you think? Let me ask you
something. It's so asinine.
Can I ask you something?
Wait, what?
Hear me out.
What?
Okay. Does Ed Reed go 6-7 as head coach last year?
You know the answer.
Yes.
Disagree.
Why? What would be different?
He would lose to FIU. Or Duke.
Never.
Really? Or Georgia Tech.
Really?
Never lose to FIU.
You know, what if your team is not better than.
They're better than Georgia Tech. Georgia Tech was transitioning from a triple option. They went 3-9
this year.
Yes, this past year Georgia Tech went 3-9.
One of those wins were against Miami.
Yes.
Where was Ed on the shortlist, Robbie? He was number three. After...
Well, he was number three behind Butch Davis and Butch Davis.
Okay, gotcha. See, number three. That's pretty good. That's top three. We're getting in as chief of staff. We back, baby. Look, Manny's done some good things this offseason, right? He's gotten De'Aaron King. He got the FIU kicker. He got his brother. And he got, is it Roche or Roche? Who's the guy they got?
Quincy Roche. I thought it was Roche, but it could be Roche.
Quincy Roche. Whatever.
Like the shoes?
Huh? I don't know. Listen, they got him. So he's really good at the portal. He's Manos, okay? He's very good at the portal. Good for him. Now, he just needs a little guidance, okay? You know, sometimes you need to take a Jack Russell to obedience school. He's kind of all over the place. They're fun to have. And but, you know, it needs some guidance.
I want to take you to obedience school. Like, they say, what did you have? I have a Rottweiler. What do you have? I have a Jack Russell. Hey, what do you have? A Tobin. Like, yeah, man. What is wrong? And Robbie, I can't believe you.
What?
Right?
What?
You all of a sudden on board with what this is.
Help us help.
Look, I'm not saying it's going to work, but we're desperate here, man. 13-13 over the last 2 years.
Here's the problem.
Hmm.
You guys got desperate too quick. You can't be desperate after 1 year.
Nah.
They only didn't fire Manny because they don't want to fire coaches after 1 year, and they paid Temple $4 million to do it. They're pocket-mitted.
So?
Right.
So? Give him another year.
We are, but with a little help. With a little help.
If you're giving him help after 1 year, then you probably shouldn't have kept him.
Incorrect.
I'm just telling you.
This happens in the fight game all the time.
No, it doesn't.
Sometimes you need a new trainer, new set of eyes.
That's different. You're still the only one fighting.
Exactly. Manny's the only one fighting, but he needs a little help. All right, Blake James ain't going to tell him what's what. Okay? You need...
No.
Yep. You know who Tyson Fury used to get ready for Deontay Wilder? Freddie Roach. Freddie Roach, just as a set of eyes. Set of eyes. He had a young buck. He had Ben Davidson, 24-year-old
trainer.
That's
different. That's not the same thing.
It is.
Listen.
He brings in
Freddie
Roach.
They even gave a coach that ended up going 1-31 a second year in Cleveland.
Well, 1-31 would be that.
They gave him a third year.
They gave him a third year.
A third year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he didn't make it very long to the third year.
But in fairness, a little different. That was supposed to be the plan, was it not? Like, they wanted to be terrible.
And when was Hugh Jackson coming in on a boat?
Nobody. I repeat, nobody wants to go through two seasons and be 1-31.
Hmm?
Nobody.
Where was the Hugh Jackson gifs?
The only reason why it happens down here, and I don't think, like, here's the problem with Miami. You guys can have all the bravado and swag you want, but at some point you got to eat it. You never eat it.
Yeah, but it'd be nice to have
No. That's the problem that everybody has.
Yeah, but it'd be nice to have somebody who has some earned arrogance and swag. Like, Ed Reed is allowed to have swag.
That doesn't translate into these kids going on the field.
It might, though.
It does. It really does.
It might.
Right? What if they're not just good? What if they're not good enough? What if all the talent you think you're getting is not talent? What if all the guys that you say, oh, from Miami, from this, from down here, we got the best talent in the world, they're going other places? Okay. There's a lot of things that go into that you don't even consider. You think,
here's the beauty of it,
this kid should have came here.
Here's the beauty of it, though.
What's the beauty of it?
The beauty of having Ed Reed is you're now going to always get in the room, okay? And what does Pat Riley always just want? Listen to me. What does Pat Riley always just want? An opportunity. Just get me in the room,
all right,
okay?
All right.
LaMarcus Aldridge, oh, we have no cap space. Marcus, let's just go to Olive Garden, huh? Let's just have a couple breadsticks.
No.
Sit down. Let's chat it up.
You need to be taking folks to Prime. You want to take them to Olive Garden.
Not if you have a secret meeting. That's not how things work, okay? You don't know secret meetings. Now, can Manny get into any living room he wants now? Kenny? Honestly, Kenny? I'm asking you a question.
Somebody asked me if I'm really get off my lawn guy. I'm not.
You're a little bit.
I'm not at all. Like, you know what? It goes to...
You're avoiding my question.
Your school is exactly like your coach. Because at no point in time, after coming out and saying, here, look, here's what he basically should have said. I had nothing to do with that 7-6. My defense was good, so we gonna own it.
Mm-hmm.
And did he own 6-7?
Not yet.
That's Miami. That is Miami. That at some point you have to eat it and humble yourself and say, okay, we got a long way to go, but we'll get there.
I think what you're
saying, refuse to do it.
But he's saying that's the new Miami.
The new Miami is 6-7. The old Miami would have been fine. That means you beat La Tech.
No, the new Miami takes time. It takes time to create a culture.
Do you want to know who's part of the old Miami?
Who?
Ed Reed.
No. He's way back.
Mm-hmm.
Not
way back is old.
Look.
Old Miami.
Here's what I know about those guys, right? They ain't nobody would be out partying like these quarterbacks were.
Right.
And part of the reason why is because if you play on a team and can't nobody else on that team hold you accountable, it don't matter who your coach is. Doesn't matter. Okay? It doesn't matter who you bring in. Okay? Now, what Manny needs to do is he needs to get these guys going in the right direction. He needs to show them that, look, you better hold each other accountable, because when you go on that field, it's about y'all. It's not about us. It's not about who we bring in to assist. It doesn't matter.
You want to play our favorite game, Robbie?
No, I don't.
Yes.
That's a win. That's a loss. Miami Hurricanes version. Next.
We ballin', boy.
Before the end of the hour, we will give a pair of tickets away to see Zach Brown Band, as they are going to be performing at the night before. Radio.com. Kiss Country there putting on an awesome, awesome show for you guys. Hours before the biggest football game in the world kicks off. The fifth annual, the night before at the BB&T Center, starring Zach Brown Band. Join us for the biggest big game pre-party in South Florida on Saturday, February 1st with CMA and ACM Award winners Zach Brown Band. Listen for your chance to win a pair of tickets to the night before a Radio.com event featuring Zach Brown Band and at the BB&T Center. If you guys want to go to that, we will give a pair of tickets away before the end of the hour. Robbie, are you ready to play?
Yeah.
Our favorite game. That's a win.
Are we done yet?
That's a loss.
Are we done yet?
No, we just started.
No!
Congratulations.
Come on.
Congratulations.
Wait. People don't want to play it, right?
Tough nuggets.
You don't want to play. Look.
Get your own
radio somebody
show.
Sent their own predictions.
Robbie, you want to go game by game?
Yeah, game by game.
Do you want to go our own schedules? How do you want to go?
Well, let's just go one game at a time.
All right.
Saturday, September 5th, the opener, home against Temple at Hard Rock Stadium. It is a revenge game for Quincy Roche and also a revenge game for Temple, too, because of, you know, Manny Diaz. And I'll go first. I say it's a loss. I think they're going to party the night before, and Temple wins.
All right. I have two versions of this with Ed Reed. As chief of staff.
Wait.
Hold on.
First of all, if I'm going to play this stupid game, right, you don't get to make two picks.
But I have to. Like, there's variables.
You can't even play the game
what
right.
What if Ed Reed's going to get introduced today? I mean, unless you want to play tomorrow, that means I do 2 days. So I can either do two now or I do one today and one tomorrow. Your choice.
I don't care.
Great.
I'm out.
With Ed Reed as chief of staff against Temple, he will have them focused. He will have Manny not worrying about revenge. De'Aaron King will be ready to go. He'll go out and dominate. That's a win. No Ed Reed. That's just his embarrassment written all over. Temple, I mean, you paid $4 million for this guy, and we're going to kick your ass. So with Ed Reed, that's a win. Without Ed Reed, that's a loss. Next one up, Robbie.
All right, Leroy.
Is Ed Reed playing safety?
No, he's chief of staff.
So how does it matter?
It matters. Culture setter.
Leroy, are you going to give your prediction?
Yeah, who you got, Leroy?
You can only give one. You don't have to give two.
You don't have to give two. You can do what you please.
I'm out.
You want to do Michigan's?
Nope.
Okay.
All right. Week two, home against Wagner.
Okay. Home against Wagner.
What's the mascot?
Seahawks. Should know a guy from Wagner.
Robbie, what do you got, man?
They'll win this game. Probably 63-0, but they'll probably fail in a fourth and one. But, yeah, they'll win.
I don't know what Wagner is, so I can only assume this is the fluffer school. So, with Ed Reed... win. Without Ed Reed, win.
Fair to say, yeah.
Okay. That's how I go, Robbie. What's week three?
All right, week three, the nemesis, UAB of Conference USA at home.
Why are they a nemesis?
Because Conference USA, they were 0-2 against Conference USA last year.
I gotcha. All right.
You lost two games to Conference USA in the same year?
Didn't score against them.
I'll go lost.
You're going to go lost to UAB.
FBS football is too much for Manny Diaz.
Okay.
Definitely going to be partying the night before.
I'm going to go same as Wagner for myself. With Ed Reed, that's a win. Without Ed Reed, that's a win. I think they take care of UAB.
UAB can score some points.
It's my list.
You can have your own. I'm going to just say, if you lose to them, you know, you're going to lose to a program that didn't have a program 3 years ago.
I don't believe they did have a program.
Yeah, they were shut down.
Right. Let me ask you something. What do you think? Win or loss? Come on. He wants to play. We're going to get him, Robbie.
All right, Leroy.
You're not going to get me.
I think I'm going to get him with this game because this is a heated game for Leroy. Saturday, September 26th, week four at Michigan State in Spartan Stadium in East Lansing.
Wow, y'all taking that trip up there?
They will.
You know, the big house is like 45 minutes away.
Let's make it out. Oh, I mean. I think the Canes are going to take them seriously. There's a good chance after a 1-2 start that Manny Diaz is fired and a real coach is coaching this game. I think the Canes win. And Michigan State's not very good either.
Will that real coach be Ed Reed?
Very possible.
Interesting. Okay.
Are you serious? You think Ed Reed wants to be a head coach?
Yes. He said he wanted to be head coach. Multiple times.
1-2, going 1-2, losing to Temple and UAB. He's going to want to be a head coach.
I got to go at Michigan State. This one I'm going to have to split up a little bit. With Ed Reed, that's a win. Without Ed Reed as chief of staff, that's a loss. So I got them as 2-2 without Ed Reed right now. 4-0 thus far without him.
All right.
Leroy, what do you got?
You didn't want to pick up the Michigan State game.
It's Michigan. You hate Michigan State. Pick it. All right. We'll get him, Robbie. Don't worry. We'll get him.
The following Saturday, they're back at Hard Rock Stadium at home starting ACC play against Pitt.
All right, Pitt.
They beat Pitt last year on the road. They beat Powder the year before. I'll say win.
I'm going to go double win here with or without Ed Reed. I say that's a win. I go with Ed Reed. That's a win as chief of staff. Without Ed Reed as chief of staff, still a win. What do you got, Robbie?
All right,
next?
Short turnaround. A Friday night road ACC game at Wake Forest.
Okay.
They lost Jamie Newman to Georgia. They're starting quarterback, but it's a Friday night. You know how these Friday night road games get? It's a little tricky. I'm going to say loss.
I will say if they don't have Ed Reed as chief of staff, I agree with you, this will be a loss. But if they have Ed Reed as chief of staff, win. That's how I go on that one. What's next, Robbie?
All right, next, the old dreaded bye week. And that means, you know how they play on the bye week, and then the following week. The following week, they're at home against North Carolina.
How many? Do they have two bye weeks? What do they go?
No, they only have one this year. Last year, they had three.
Am I, like, off on my math? Because it says October 9th, and they don't play until the 24th?
No, they're off the 17th.
Oh, got it. Whatever. Anyway, what do you got, Robbie?
Bye week. I might have had this as a win, but North Carolina beat them last year, and this is a dreaded bye week, super loss.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with a double loss. No matter if you have Ed Reed or not have Ed Reed, I'm gonna say this is a loss to North Carolina. I don't like the looks of it.
Mac Brown, you know, and Sam Howell's already getting all the hype for 2022.
Yeah, Mac Brown is Manny Diaz's daddy. I don't like it. I don't like the looks of it.
All right, the following week on Halloween at Virginia. Can't imagine a scarier place to be on Halloween than at Virginia.
I agree.
New quarterback for Virginia.
Who do you got, Robbie?
I think if this was a home game, I'd say win, but they always lose to either North Carolina or Virginia, sometimes both, and they never win the road game. I'll say loss.
I'm going to say since they lost to North Carolina at home that they're going to bounce back against Virginia on Halloween. Good things have happened to the Canes on Halloween. Of course, they had the miracle at Duke.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody wanted to overturn the result. So I'm going to go win with Ed Reed, loss without Ed Reed. Leroy, who do you got?
Texas says, this is just ridiculous.
What do you mean?
You don't get it? Get it yet?
Leroy. Huh? At Virginia, what do you got?
Excuse me?
Canes at Virginia.
Halloween.
Road game.
All right.
I think I'm going to come as a ninja.
Interesting.
The following week.
All right.
Home against Florida State.
Wow. All right. I am going to say...
New coach for Florida State, too.
New coach for Florida State. Who do they got?
Mike Norvell from Memphis. I think they get up for this game. I think they take this game seriously, and I say the Canes win.
I am going to say that it is a win with Ed Reed and a loss without Ed Reed, and that is when the Hornets' Nest stirs up for Manny Diaz.
Tom, you got him at 3-6 without Ed Reed so far.
It's hard times, Daddy. I don't know what to tell you.
I have a better record than that. All right, and then the following week at Virginia Tech, hostile environment at Lane Stadium. That's a loss.
Yeah, I'm going to go loss no matter what, with or without Ed Reed. I'm going loss on that one.
Leroy, thoughts?
Leroy, Blacksburg.
What about it?
Turkey.
And the next week, we got two games left.
Okay.
They're at Georgia Tech.
Okay.
They'll be the second year rebuilding from the transitioning from the triple option. I think the Canes win, but they got to win one road game.
I'm going to go with Ed Reed for sure a win as chief of staff. If he is not chief of staff, that's a loss because they lost to this team. While they were rebuilding last year, we know that the Canes are also in the first year of a rebuild. So how can two teams rebuilding on an equal playing field, how can you think that you're going to beat that team the next year after they've already been rebuilding while you've been rebuilding? But if you have Ed Reed, that completes the rebuild. So if you don't have that foundation, that's a loss.
And finally, the last game of the season at home at Hard Rock Stadium against Duke. Duke's been owning us in both basketball and football. Oh, that's a loss.
I'm going to say it's a win no matter what. I think it's a win no matter what. I think Duke has it coming to him. I think Dick Vitale can shut his pie hole. So I'm going to go win no matter what, with or without Manny Diaz. Although with my record, I don't know if Manny Diaz will be the coach by then. It might be Rhett Lashley. So we'll see. So
I counted him up.
All right.
I'll go first. I had him at 5-7.
Okay.
You, Tobin, without Ed Reed, you have them at 4-8.
That's hard times.
And with Ed Reed, you have them at 10-2.
How about that, Leroy?
Six win difference.
Over negative, over positive. There you go.
I was better than him. I was better than him without Ed Reed.
Yeah.
I had 5-7.
This was a very journalistic reading of schedule. We just went with our gut.
I'd rather go with the players. Guts don't win games.
I don't know. Yeah, but we got to see them in action right now. I can only go off right now if we have Ed Reed or if we don't have Ed Reed. So
who's not playing football?
Yeah.
He's going to make that much of a difference.
Exactly.
He should be the coach then.
You may be onto something, Leroy.
You said it, not me. That's a good take by him.
If he's not the coach, and you think that that's what he could do, isn't it what he doing stepping on toes of Manny, if he doesn't want to?
Hey, can I ask you something?
Sure.
I know you did. That's a win. That's a loss. What was your record? Come on.
Golly, you were playing. You were secretly playing.
You were secretly playing. What did you have? What was the Canes record? Come on.
Nope.
No, you did it.
I wasn't playing.
You secretly played. Come on.
I wasn't playing.
Come on.
Who's the quarterback going to be?
D.R. King.
Who's the running back going to be?
I don't know.
Cam Harris.
What wide receivers are coming back?
Don Chaney Jr.
Right?
I know you're playing.
What linebackers are coming back?
Oh, the completely new line. Well, Zach McLeod, he redshirted last year.
Yeah, Zach McLeod will be
okay,
back.
so you have all these
not
questions.
Not a stat guy. I like him.
And you're going to figure out what the season's going to be? I'll pass.
Come on.
I like my credibility.
Why? Who cares?
Yeah, okay. I care.
Miami Heat, they win themselves another overtime game yesterday. A lot of flirting going on at the American Airlines Arena. We'll tell you about it next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.